glance at Imam Khomeini's life.
Sayyid Ruhollah Khomeini, leader of the Islamic Revolution and founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, was born on September 23, 1902, to a religious family in Khomein in central Iran. When he was 5 months old, his father, Sayyid Mustafa, was martyred, and his mother took care of him until he became a youngster. He was also reared by his pious paternal aunt. He lost his mother when he was 15. The same year he began learning Persian literature and taking courses in theology from his older brother, Murtaza Pasandide, and some other masters in these fields. He went to the Arak Seminary School in 1919 and left there for Qom 3 years later.
Qom was famous for its seminary school, and there he achieved great success in his study of theology. And was educated in the advanced levels of theology by prominent masters. His main educators included Sheikh Abdul Karim Ha'iri Yazdi in Islamic jurisprudence and theology, Sheikh Ali Akbar Yazdi in astronomy, and Sheikh Muhammad Ali Shahibadi in mysticism. Imam Khomeini married at 27 when he was one of the leading educators at the Qom Seminary School. During the years he was studying and teaching, specific important developments took place in Iran and the world. These events included the fall of the Qajar dynasty, the rise to power of Reza Khan and the Pahlavi regime, the outbreak of World War II and the subsequent presence of foreign military forces in Iran, forcible prohibition of the wearing of the veil and the Islamic dress code, the late Mudarris's struggle against Reza Khan, severe suppression of the clergy and religious manifestations in Iran, the visible rise of Marxism, the fall of Reza Khan, and the stormy years following September 1941, and the oil nationalization movement led by Ayatollah Kashani and Dr. Mossadegh. The experiences gained through all these developments helped Imam Khomeini during the period he led the struggle against the Shah's regime. The most salient event which marked the beginning of Imam Khomeini's leadership was the bloody uprising of June 5, 1963, that was harshly suppressed by the Shah's regime. 1 year later, Imam Khomeini was sent into exile in Bursa, Turkey, following which he voiced his opposition to the granting of legal immunity to all U.S. military advisors in Iran, known as the capitulation issue. He remained in Turkey just 1 year and then migrated to Najaf Ashraf, Iraq.
His 13-year residence in Najaf is considered one of the most important periods of his life. During these years, he taught theology at the highest levels and trained many great and knowledgeable pupils who later assumed their place in the Iranian nation's struggle against the Shah's regime. At the same time, he was paying careful attention to socio-political developments occurring in Iran.
One of his sons, Sayyid Mustafa Khomeini, was martyred on October 22, 1977. His martyrdom was the starting point in the continuous protest movement against the regime, which eventually led to its downfall. During the months from October 1977 to February 10, 1979, pressure from the Iraqi government forced Imam Khomeini to leave for Kuwait. After he was prevented from entering Kuwait in October 1978, he headed to Paris. From Paris, he led the Great Iranian National Revolution. Finally, he returned to Iran, his homeland, on January 31, 1979, to an emotional and earnest welcome from the people. 10 days later, on February 10, 1979, After the collapse of the ruling regime, he established the Islamic Republic of Iran by the people's vote. During his leadership, which lasted 10 years and 4 months, he guided the Iranian people through many formidable events, such as the 8-year imposed war with Iraq. Imam Khomeini died on June 3, 1989, at the age of 87, at the height of his popularity.